Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Government summits, not to be confused with the World Economic Forum, but they did have Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum speak at the World Government Summits. This is a completely other organization that you discovered, Peakless. With you in the studio, by the way, it is Ian, Peakless Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
And the phones are open if you want to join us here as we kick off the third hour. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Where do you want to comment on what we've spent the first 2 hours discussing, which has for the most part been the elites or the people, the average folks? Who's really to blame for the situation in which we find ourselves with tyrannical governments in this world? If you want to weigh in on that, you're certainly welcome to do so. In fact, I believe that's why Brenda is on the line here listening to K-Talks in Arizona. Brenda, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, you're on here.
So I was just listening to you guys talking on my drive home, and I pulled over to call you.
Thanks.
So, first of all, I'm a live and let live kind of person.
Me too.
I want to live on a farm. I want to raise my own food. I want to do my own thing, and I just want to be left alone.
Nice.
I don't want the government deciding what can or can't be done for me or somebody else. I completely disagree with any kind of government oversight on abortion. I don't personally agree with it, mm-hmm. but that's me. Who am I to say what somebody else can or can't do?
Yep.
Agreed.
In their own health and health care.
Your body.
I mean,
do what you want with it.
Correct. I don't like, I mean, I get that we need property taxes to fund certain things, and I get we need taxes to fund certain things. But if we all banded together in a live, let live society where, you know, it's okay if you want to wear a ponytail as a man. And it's okay if you want to wear beads, and it's okay if you want to go live over there and be naked all the time. I don't care.
It's also okay if you don't want to pay taxes. I mean, taxes, you talked about funding certain things. Whatever it is that needs to be funded, I think would be funded without the use of force, which is what backs up taxes. You know, if you don't pay property taxes, men with guns will come and throw you out of your own home or what you thought was your own home.
Put you in prison.
And they'll sell your home right out from under you and give it to one of their more obedient serfs.
Correct.
We don't need that.
I do agree with what you said, the way you said that, yes.
Yeah, we don't need that. I mean, whether it's fire protection, whether it's clearing the roads, whether it's building the roads, or whatever it is that the local governments might provide that is actually of some value, anything
it's
that's
actually
of value,
done
people
by,
will buy it.
It's done by businesses, and the government just is a middleman that hires a business.
That's
Why can't
true.
We just hire people ourselves?
Well, that makes sense to me.
I did want to touch on the topic of abortion since you brought it up. This is one of those ones where it's really difficult for us to figure out where life begins or where it ends. And different people some people believe that a fetus is a human being. I'm not one of them, but I can respect the perspective. And if that is true, then the human being needs to be protected from murder. And I think that the solution here is very simple. Those people can live together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you believe that this is a human being that needs to be protected. Okay, you stay over here.
Mm-hmm.
That is the value of this community. They hold that life begins at conception. Now, I'm going to, all things being equal, I'm going to live over here where we believe that a human life starts at your first breath. And we will protect human life from that point forward.
And there's some
reasonable.
But it's just like, right now I'm staring at a church, and so this is what made it come to my mind, is that I disagree with that building and that structure of having to have a spiritual relationship with any entity, whatever you call it. I disagree with that because that's a business. That is not just like-minded people getting together. That's people funding a business to pay a man to stand up and talk and to pay somebody to cook meals on or whatever and potluck. And I don't believe in that structure. I have my own belief systems that don't require a structure, and I still get together with like-minded people.
Sure.
When on a casual, whenever we want to kind of basis, nothing structured. So I disagree with that, but they're perfectly willing. I don't have any problem with them doing it. I'm just not going to go to it.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
So that's the solution.
That's just what you were saying. You go over here and you do your thing and we'll be over here and we'll do our thing. And I kind of think that's how the states might have started back in the day. Is that we felt like we wanted to be over here with a lot less of you people telling us what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Arizona has been a live and let live. I've been here 22 years, and I left the commie side place on the West Coast. I left that. That's my birthplace. Mm-hmm. And I left it 22 years ago as an adult to come out here and raise my family in a relaxed place. And I'm kind of not happy with what's happening in the government here, and it's like I came here to get away from it, and now it seems to have followed me.
Well, turns out all governments are not live and let live. I mean, as much as you know, we're here in New Hampshire, as much as we like the state motto of live free or die, it's just a motto. They don't adhere to it in any way, shape, or form, at least as far as
the
state.
A lot of the people do.
Yeah, the people do, but the state, again, whatever we're talking about, whether it's the national government or the state governments, it attracts the power hungry, it attracts the easily corrupted, and you have them doing violence against peaceful people. And so, I mean, the truth is, you know, Arizona, look at the Phoenix area where you've got the psychopath sheriff who, I don't think he's in office now, but for many years was putting peaceful people behind bars for absolutely you had some marijuana or you walked across a line in the sand or whatever. Now you got to go live in Tent City. I mean, this is psycho stuff.
Well, and we're at a very different time now as when this was all made. So like at the beginning, you had a lot of people coming to the new world to escape government. And then, then we set up a government here. So you had a lot of people moving west to escape government. And, like, at this point, we can't do that anymore. And we have to confront the fact that, look, we exist. There is a kind of people that exist in this world that want to be left alone. And sure, you know, there's and her kind of people that don't ever want to leave anyone alone. And if you guys just go over there, and we'll go over here.
It's time to break it up at this point.
See, there's aren't people what they should do and not do.
Mm.
And the people who thrive on them, and I think we have a lot of them coming in the southern border, and I think we have some demo rats that are like thriving on the fact that somebody wants to be told when to get up, when to go to sleep, where to go to work, and how to live, and how to eat, and here's your little pittance. We're going to keep you safe, and we're going to keep, but just vote for us. And I think that because they may have come from countries that have been tyrannical, that have been do what we tell you, and there's no other choice, when you grow up with that, that's what you expect. And I think, sadly, we're raising a generation right now who talks about wanting freedom but wants everything governed.
Yeah, I don't know if I would jump to the conclusion about immigrants in that way. I think a lot of people that move here are looking for more freedom.
I think that Californians moving to Arizona may be doing that because they literally grew up in a place. I mean, not you, Brenda. It doesn't
not all
like you
of them. Because, no, but I'm going to tell you that we have a local dive bar that just turned so bleached and so sports club and so electronic. And he said, I don't give two SIs about the locals. I can't stand them.
Weird.
I hope they don't come back to my bar. And we're like, hope you brought a lot of your friends because this place used to gross thousands a night because of the locals that you just cut off. And he announced that he's from California and he wants nothing to do with locals. Why do you move someplace and then you don't want to blend in with the locals? I have lived in two southern border states now my entire life, and I will tell you that I deal with the immigrants, the people that are coming from the southern border, personally and daily. California was even worse. But I will tell you that anybody who's telling you that they're just coming here for a peaceful thing, when I had my first child as a single mom, I used to sit at the welfare office, and I would be told I had a 90-day wait to get benefits while somebody else was walking out with benefits that day that didn't speak English.
Well, I wonder what their whole entire situation was, because it couldn't just be that they spoke English. I used to be dating
immigrant. But this is what we see.
I would look into getting him welfare, and it was really, really hard. He was illegal.
Yeah, and obviously if you're at the welfare office, you're going to find the worst of the worst as far as people is concerned. Brenda, thanks for the call. There's more coming up.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
live. Phones are open here. You can join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Talking about freedom, as we are wont to do here on Free Talk Live. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
We're going to get into the World Government Summit. Peakless Mountaineer discovered yet another group of government corporate bigwigs meeting together to plot their continued domination of. We can talk about them coming up here, but first we go to your phone calls and thoughts. He's Law Dog calling us from Michigan, listening to WKHM in Jackson. Go ahead, Law Dog.
Thanks for taking my call, Ian. Gretchen got on the radio today. She's getting awful greedy. The big government bailout money came in and it's burning a hole in her purse, and she wants to get rid of it and disperse it as soon as possible. And her excuse for this is that inflation is running so rapid, so quickly, and getting so high that we have to spend it now instead of waiting to spend it wisely. But you have to remember half of the state unemployment disbursements were fraudulent. And there's convicted felons that were hired as extra help, basically to help themselves. And there's one young lady that has about $1.3 million in benefits that hasn't even been prosecuted yet.
Okay.
And it's just really, really fishy on something like that. But I want to congratulate you guys for trying to succeed. You know, from the union.
Oh, secede.
Yes, there's a different word there. So we failed at seceding, but we would love to succeed at seceding. But sadly, that did not happen this time out.
Yet.
But secession is a little different from success.
Well, we have a situation here in the Upper Peninsula. It's God's country. It's a lot like the White Mountain area. It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Rogers Lake there, although I've never been there. They have the Porcupine Mountains in Marquette, and they're up there by Lake Superior.
Okay.
And these people are about 600 miles from Detroit, where all the state money goes in there. And if there's anybody that should try to separate themselves from the Lower Peninsula and the state of Michigan, it should be the Upper Peninsula. They should try to declare statehood and put in their own secession plan.
Yeah, somebody, it might have actually been you, Law Dog, somebody else brought this up, that the upper part of Michigan is a really unique part of the country, and it's nothing like the rest of Michigan. It seems like lots of states have that.
Upper
like
New York,
California, Upper California is a lot different. It just sucks to be controlled by the big cities where everybody is sipping brainwashed juice, and then you're trying to stay away from those people, but you can't escape their reach.
Is anyone talking about that, Law Dog, in Michigan? Is there any kind of movement to separate the Upper Peninsula?
No, we just have automatons that are just, you know, these people are sheep.
They've accepted their place in line, and they're going to stay in it.
They're just chicken poop. They don't have any guts. Well, you guys have the guts, and I admire you for it. Keep up the good work, and thanks for being on air.
My pleasure, Law Dog.
I suggest to you to bring this up the next time people are complaining about Gretchen Whitmer is hey, you know, we could just secede. We can secede from the rest of Michigan, be our own little thing.
The problem, of course, and again, thank you, Law Dog, for the call, these internal state secession movements that want to cut up the state into more than one state, they want to join the union. That's the problem. They want to be able to say goodbye to Michigan and then be the 51st state, which, of course, would then require the federal government to approve of that.
This is why I was divided on the Donbass region of Ukraine, because I'm like, you want to secede from Ukraine? That's awesome!
Yeah.
And join the Russian Federation.
Yeah.
Not awesome.
They haven't said that yet.
Oh, no.
It's really hard to know.
They've publicly declared that they are seeking membership in
are
the Russian Federation.
Well, I still support if people are willing to... people are saying that's what they want, but it's just, it seems to me like it's just the government saying what the people who live there want.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to know.
And, I mean, it's still better. I mean, if you're compared, like, is it as good as being your own state? No. Is it better than being part of a state that's already part of this federal union? Yeah.
Yep, cutting it smaller is always going to be better, I think. Well, as far as America, I'm
if
not,
the
not
U.S.
talking about
federal
Donbass.
Government were to allow it to happen, because you would have to get their permission, right?
Yeah, in that situation, you would need their permission to join.
Right, unlike what we were talking about here in New Hampshire, which is to just say, we're out. The entire, you know, place known as New Hampshire, we are leaving. We're going back to being an independent country, which is what we were before the United States thing. So we're just going to go back to that. We're going to change the name of the governor to the president again, because that's how, the way it was. And we're going back to that. See you later. Have a nice day. We don't have to ask your permission. You don't. It's not in the Constitution to mandate that states have to ask permission to leave. There's no prohibition on us saying goodbye, so goodbye.
Well, they would definitely make it difficult to actually leave if you didn't get their permission.
Well, we're not going to ask
for reference.
Yeah, that's what they always say, but you know, we're willing to. I think a lot of us are willing to take that chance and go this go a peaceful route. That's the intention here. But there, you don't ask for permission because you know when you ask for permission, you're just you're asking to fail at that point. I mean, it's guaranteed they're going to say no.
Yeah. Yeah, the nice part about it is if New Hampshire managed to wrestle loose, or at least, you know, even if it was provoking the response of saying, no, you're absolutely not allowed to leave, mm-hmm. and we're going to station our troops in here, well, that is at least enough to make Texas go, oh, yeah? Mm. Well, we're leaving, too. And maybe Florida's going to be next and say, you know what? We don't want to be part of this either.
Yeah, you got to show the way. You've got to. Somebody's got to lead this lead us down this road. Lead somebody down that road.
You can't spread yourself too thin if you're trying to oppress everyone. If there's too many people that want to leave.
Too many fronts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Well, plus, they're already spread thin with their troops all around the world, so they'd have to bring some troops home or something like that in order to. I guess they did do that with Afghanistan. So.
Yeah, maybe they'll close down one of these. How many wars are we in?
I don't even know. There was actually, speaking of people migrating for freedom and the liberty movement here in New Hampshire, the Free State NH posted an interesting infographic today that is from the Republican Party. They looked at the migrants into New Hampshire, and somehow they got, I guess they looked at voter registration. That must be how they did this.
Yeah, I was hoping I was part of it in a way, like, because I saw that Texas was one of the states that was one of the top five mm-hmm. incoming, and I was like, oh, one of those is me.
Yeah, you must have been.
Because I've registered to vote.
Right.
I don't think I did anything. Oh, yeah, and I got a driver's license here.
Yeah, so on the previous state of residence, they found that, of course, the majority of people are coming from Massachusetts. But the second most popular state to leave to move to New Hampshire was Florida.
And I keep seeing their plates.
Awesome.
And I keep saying it's weird. There's no way that there's snowbirds because they're here in the
wintertime.
Winter time.
So I thought that was interesting. And apparently there's
more. I want more.
And apparently there's like 30-1 Republican to Democrat migration.
Yeah, so they're coming from Massachusetts, yeah, but they're the
Republicans. The right-wingers. Not that, you know, that they care about freedom, but anyway, more coming up here.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
1 in 5 teenagers say they've thought about suicide. The CDC reports more than 40% of teens say they feel persistently sad or hopeless. A deputy director at the CDC says the data echoes a cry for help. President Biden says it's too soon to determine whether Russia is really scaling back some military operations in Ukraine.
There's a lot of speculation, but he seems to be, I'm not saying this with a certainty, he seems to be self-isolated.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying he's also not fully buying into intelligence, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin has been misinformed about his military's performance in Ukraine. The United Nations says 400 million children in 23 countries are dealing with partial school closures due to COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News.
That was an out-of-body experience.
Gary Lay, an engineer, describing the feeling of being on Jeff Bezos' most recent Blue Origin spaceflight. Blue Origin Spaceflight Services conducting its fourth passenger spaceflight Thursday with the engineer Lay and five other passengers. Negotiations on additional COVID funding are taking place in the Senate.
The gap has been narrowed greatly, and we're intent on working with Republicans to cross the finish line.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, noting Democrats want to authorize more money than Republicans. He called it urgent funding to extend COVID services and treatments. Schumer warning the United States can't get caught flat-footed if there's another deadly COVID variant surge, and reminding everyone,
but we need to reach 60 votes to get something passed through the Senate, and so we're going to push as hard as we can.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. And you can take control of the airwaves at 603-283-6160. Tonight you've got Ian.
Faithless Man Mir.
And Bonnie.
Now, maybe it's not time for independence yet, but we want to get that conversation started, and we did successfully do that here in New Hampshire with a piece of legislation that was heard a few weeks ago, CACR 32. You can go to nhexit.us and learn more about what happened with that. Sadly, it did not get voted in, which if it had, it would have put it to the ballot. It would have put it to the question to the people and asked them what they think about independence, whether or not New Hampshire should move forward with a peaceful declaration of independence. And we just had somebody calling in from Michigan, Upper Peninsula, who would love to see that area secede from Michigan, but he admitted that there's no movement for that. There's no talk about it. And that's the thing. You've got it.
Turns out they don't want to risk finding out that no one would sign the social contract if you had it.
Well, we've got to get that conversation started. And if you're into the ideas of liberty, if you care about freedom, you really ought to consider migration. Ought to move to a place, and you were hitting on this earlier, people, that is, get to be around people that are like-minded. Now, I'm not going to jump to the conclusion and get all celebratory about the fact that a bunch of Republicans are moving to New Hampshire, but that's what we were talking about here. The piece of infographic that was provided by the Free State Project that they got from the Republican National Committee, apparently, that shows that in the last, I presume, year, I'm not sure what the time frame is of this, 2020, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, recently, some number of people have migrated to New Hampshire. A lot of people have been moving around the country during the whole COVID thing, as we were talking with a caller from Arizona about people leaving California and going to other places.
Well, there's an old joke that a libertarian loses half their friends every 4 years. And at the moment,
because
you get a new president, because the other party comes into power,
I see,
and all of a sudden all of your Democrats are no longer anti-war, or all of a sudden all of your Republicans are no longer small government.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, right now, for the time being, the people on the right are more inclined to actually be free. For now.
That's what they say, at least. And the good news about this, though, what they're saying here in this survey is, or this data that they've gotten from voter registrations, is that 98.2% apparently of the people who have migrated here and registered to vote are registered as either Republican or undeclared.
Nice.
And 1.8% are registered as Democrat.
Of the people moving?
The people who've moved in and who've registered to vote. We don't know about people who haven't registered.
Well, I didn't know, so it's that big of a difference.
Did they cut up the undeclared versus Republican?
Yes, 31.4% undeclared and 66.8% Republican. Or at least I presume they mean undeclared. They say unknown.
I am technically one of these people probably in the statistics, and I'm technically a Republican also, but it's because I wanted to be able to vote for my friends.
In the primary
when they were running Republican. So I think a lot of those people might be that.
Well, I don't want to jump to a conclusion about how many of these people actually care about freedom. I would not say that, they're Republicans, so they care about freedom. No, I'm not going to jump to that conclusion at all.
Well, no, I'm saying they might not be Republicans.
No, I get what you're saying. What I wanted to point out about this is the Free Staters who are here in New Hampshire, by and large, tend to run as Republicans when they run for local, for state reps, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that most people don't think about what they vote for. They just vote party line.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that these people are moving here are Republicans doesn't matter whether they really care about freedom or not. As long as they're your typical Republicans who vote party line, they're going to end up casting votes for libertarians running as Republicans. So ultimately, I mean, this is good news.
It'd be nice if they care about liberty, too.
That would be nice.
But even if they don't, and in New Hampshire in particular, the Democratic Party are the more oppressive party.
They are
the larger states, more regulation. They're the ones pushing for a state tax. No one wants that.
That's right. And they're the ones who have been pushing for COVID mandates and things like that. They're going to have a tough time getting reelected this year because they have been insane about COVID. They still are insane. So anyway, I see this as a good indicator. The Free State Project put it out there to kind of bust the myth that a bunch of Democrats are moving here from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I hear that too, and I never knew how much truth there was to that. Oh, a bunch of Democrats are moving here. I would just think, why would they want to do that?
That's the thing. They're not.
Yeah.
It's true that people are moving from Massachusetts, but not the Democrats.
Mm.
So that doesn't mean they aren't status, but they're less likely to be the worst sort of Massachusetts residents.
Yeah, and I will say that the reason that that's not the case is because they didn't extend the Boston-Washington corridor by building a rail. Yeah. If they'd built a rail up here, we absolutely would get a huge influx of big state Democrats from Massachusetts and so on.
Let's go to the phones here. Sarah is on the line with us now in New Mexico. Sarah, go ahead.
Oh, yes. So our state, we're going to start putting sensors and alarms and lights to help the people, the drivers that are entering the freeway the wrong way and causing accidents. They're doing head-on collisions while they're drunk on the freeway. And this has happened over and over again. And it turns out we're going to learn the technology from Arizona. So these are the technology that they had in Arizona for many years.
Cool.
And then they finally decided we need something like this.
How do they work? How do they sense people going the wrong way, and what do they do?
Well, I heard just a little bit about it. I haven't researched it really a lot, but I think once they enter the freeway, there's lights that go on, and there's a sounding alarm. Mm. I don't know if it alerts the police or what department, but it's supposed to alert the driver that they're going the entering the freeway on an exit. That's what's going on. So they're so drunk.
It sounds crazy, you know? But it used to happen all the time in San Antonio, and you'd hear about it, and you'd be like, what? How did that happen? And I don't think it's always that they're drunk.
It is disappointing to hear that this is a big enough problem that it needs to be solved, but I'm in favor of it. Hey, let them know this is the wrong way.
Well, the thing about it is that New Mexico, it's taken them like so many years of this going on forever and ever, and they're like, hey, we got a problem, and maybe we got to do something. And they're like, well, the Arizona's been doing all this sensor technology. Arizona is a home for the Redflex. So I was told that it was
Redflex?
Like a... Redflex, red light camera company.
Oh, those people. Yeah, see, that's a bad kind of technology, the red light cameras, which punish people and try to generate revenue for the state.
And I wish people weren't going to be robbed for these sensors to be put in either.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. We talked a little bit about road building earlier, suggesting that, hey, if that's what people want, then that's what they'll get.
And I think that this kind of technology would be used on private roads.
Absolutely.
That's what we had.
And it probably would have been used 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is probably technology that's relatively simple, right?
You're just alarms and lights
radars
flashing.
Or whatever, like, to detect whether the car is going the wrong direction, and then, you know, whatever to alert that person. Of course, if they're S-face drunk, they're going to be like, oh, am I at an amusement park? Whatever. The other point I wanted to make about this migration, these numbers about people coming into New Hampshire, is we don't know how many people are leaving, right? Like, we don't know how many of the Democrats are getting fed up, because we know that very few Democrats are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like a fair presumption to think that maybe some Democrats are leaving.
Well, and I mean, you got Boston right there.
Sure, or Vermont.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
New York?
Yeah,
not very far.
If you like the city, go that way. If you like the country, go that way. It's right over there. Similar culture. They're going to love you there. It's going to be a great time for you.
Yes, exactly. So if you care about freedom, you love the ideas of liberty, you really ought to start planning to migrate to New Hampshire. And you can learn more at 101reasonsfilm.com. It's the 101 Reasons That Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great little documentary. It's a little old at this point, but those reasons are still solid. So head over to 101reasonsfilm.com. We got more coming up, including the World Government Summit. Yuck.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, moments remain for you. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. By the way, I do want to say thank you to Barry Swenson, who is a supporter of our Free Talk Live Amps Patreon, which you can join as well. $5 a month over as a silver level supporter at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. You can join. We appreciate it. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So if you like what we do and you want us to keep doing it and do it bigger and more radio stations, we've got over 190 great stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week, and Barry and the rest of the amps are helping us expand that. So head over to amps.freetalklive.com. As we get into the World Government Summit, not to be confused with the World Economic Forum, which there's probably some crossover between the two groups, but you discovered this group somehow, Peakless Mountaineer. What?
Gosh, I think that was We Are.
Okay.
Covering it. Yeah. And
Luke Radowski.
Yep. And he does great work over there. And I was surprised I'd never heard of this thing because you know I'm usually pretty good at like the Trilateral Commission's over here and they have this overlap with the Bilderbergs and with the Council on Foreign Relations. And, over here we have the Davos crew with their World Economic Forum. So I'm usually pretty good at this stuff. And here's this thing. It's called the World Government Summit.
It's been around since 2013.
And I'd never heard of the darn thing.
Me either, until you brought it up earlier.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, we really are entering into such a weird time. Because, I mean, like, if anyone out there has ever heard Klaus Schwab speak, like, he honestly comes off like a comic book supervillain.
Yeah.
He really does. And
have you seen the pictures of him in that creepy outfit, too?
I haven't. I really want to, though. I tried finding it, and my Google foo is terrible. But yeah, I mean, and here we have, it's like, oh, the idea of a world government is a crazy conspiracy theory. Yeah, not so much. So, this one's from GulfBusiness.com. Dubai, World Government Summit 2022 begins today, aims to shape next global agenda. Nothing terribly ominous about that. I'm just, you know, trying to shape the global agenda. Government officials and experts from around the world have convened in Dubai at the World Government Summit 2022 to address some of the challenges currently facing humanity. The WGS 2022, held at Expo 2020, Dubai on March 29th to 30, will host more than 4,000 individuals from 190 countries. Leaders, senior officials, international organizations and global experts will participate in sessions to discuss and highlight global challenges and their potential solutions.
They claim here they're expecting 25,000 attendees.
Wow.
So I don't know if it's 4,000 is the... Oh, wait, 25,000 attendees and then 25,000 virtual attendees, 640-plus speakers and more. 200 wow. media organizations... This is a big event.
That's huge.
Lots of money being poured into this thing.
Yeah, and 190 countries, that's
almost all of them.
Yeah. So, wow. And I've never heard of this friggin' thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not being marketed to you.
Ain't that just the case?
You're not invited.
They just want to control your every aspect of your life.
Although, to their credit, and I don't want to give them a lot of credit, they do appear to have had live streams. Now, I don't know if they streamed every presentation, because apparently there were 995 sessions and workshops. So there's a ton of different tracks. Like, whenever you're at a conference, there's always different, you know, things that you can go and do at the same time. But some of the stuff, there's video of it. So that's at least good.
And this really does just showcase a major change that has been slowly occurring over the years of, yeah, there are all these things that they used to, you know, quietly in a back smoky room talk about, and more just bringing it forward so that you get, I mean, it's very much a boil the frog slowly kind of situation. Like, okay, here's this terrible thing that we're going to let you know a little bit of, and then a little bit more. Until we reach the point where, well, of course, don't you want to have a global government summit?
Don't you want to own nothing and be happy?
Right?
I think another thing about it is that they have to basically get your consent. And I think that it's because they're not just, you know, clueless people and don't understand, like, the concept of karma. I think that they have their own spiritual beliefs, and they believe they're not doing anything wrong as long as they're getting your consent. And that's what's made the most sense to me about why do they tell what they're going to do in movies and The Simpsons, and why do they even let us know they're having these little summits? Why don't they just have it complete? It's not impossible. Well, I think that they have to come, and that's another reason I don't hold the average person who just wants to ignore the government as just completely not responsible. What they're going to do in movies and The Simpsons, and why do they even let us know they're having these little summits? Why don't they just have it completely secret? It's not impossible. Well, I think that they have to kind of get your consent, and that's another reason I don't hold the average person who just wants to ignore the government as just completely not responsible. I think that you're absolutely giving your consent to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're not going against it, then... Right.
Whereas,
how dare you?
Right. Whereas if they tell everyone about it, see, nothing nefarious going on. We're just planning the every detail of your life, which is literally true. Because, I mean, one of the things they were talking about was the central bank digital currency. And that very much ties into this Web 3.0, the Internet of Things. Where they will have, and I remember hearing about, like, one of the recent moves is that in the medical world, right down to the veterinary world, you have to have, like, a special new way of keeping track of literally every individual item. So it's not just this kind of product that goes over here. No, it is this individual item, this particular product. Over here, and you have to log that this object was sold to this company over here. And that's the direction that we're moving here, is the so-called Internet of Things. this kind of product that goes over here. No, it is this individual item. This particular object goes over here, and you have to log that this...
Wow, I totally understand now why Chris Wade keeps his phone in a... Whatever that is.
Faraday bag?
Yeah,
Faraday bag, and why he is so against just giving absolutely any piece of identifying information to the government. It's making a lot more sense now, because he goes into how the government gets Google to give them, like, Google search warrants and all those things, and just, there's so many different ways that they're getting information about us and using it against you, even things you wouldn't think, like, oh, I bought a spatula. Well, now we have a warrant for everyone who bought a spatula in this area, and the Internet of Things is totally something that can aid with that.
By the way, the CBDC presentation that they had was a panel discussion held on the 29th, where they had some crypto people, basically, it looks like. One of the co-founders of Tether was there, and it was entitled CBDCs and Stablecoins, Can They Coexist? So they're trying to pitch...
Briefly.
They're trying to pitch the governments on not cracking down on the stablecoins, is what it sounds like to me.
That's interesting. Well, and that's the thing. They can exist briefly, but the fact of the matter is, if you let us trade, then the good currency will win out. And that's one of the things. Like, we're in a very strange situation where their plots and plans are actually about to turn against them, because they absolutely have planned the takedown of the unipolar world. The new world order of the American order is absolutely, and that's what we're experiencing now. That's why our currency is going to absolute ruin, because they want like a little currency for each one of their states for better control. But what they don't see coming is the fact that once you allow that market, then the superior product is going to take a greater share of that market, and that superior product is cryptocurrency. And just to mention real briefly, there's another article by Gulf News on the knowledge economy is key to empowering governments. And it, given how we know that the economy so far has worked, I think that's what the plan is as well, is to control who gets access to what knowledge.
Indeed. Now, of course, that's always been the plan. There's always been forbidden knowledge and esoteric stuff that they don't want you to know about. And we are out of time for tonight. You can join us between now and tomorrow, anytime, over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget our social media site, social.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.